Hey y'all, it's Samantha.
Hi, I'm Kadesha.
And I'm Sandy.
And we're back with another fun episode on the Deeper Than Tech podcast, where we talk about how to progress in your career in an industry that wasn't designed with us in mind. And coming up, we have the perfect episode for you where we'll be breaking down the problems with technical interviews. They aren't necessarily like the job you're interviewing for, so why do we have to do them? Make sure you stick around all the way to the end to find out the best way to snatch up your next job. But before we start, and if you love our channel, make sure you share this podcast to a friend or a coworker. And don't forget to grab a cup of tea because we're about to fill it up. So, Sandy, just to make sure that we're on the same page, what can a developer expect when interviewing for a new job? What is the technical interview?
Well, they can expect a heart attack. I'm joking. I joke. Well, they can expect a variety of things. So it definitely depends on the company. But let's just throw in the biggest company that we all know and love, Google, right? Like, I know we've heard of their interviewing process. And I believe there's like 5 rounds, first being like the technical screen. The second one, I think it's like an on-site. You can correct me on this. And then the next three, I think they're like, no, the second one, I think it's like a coding assessment. And then I think if you pass that, you can go to their on-site and do their technical interview process. And technical is, the technical interview process is very nerve-wracking just because of the data structures and the algorithms.
Yes.
Oh, the data structures and the algorithms. The whiteboarding. Yes.
The whiteboarding.
Yeah, the whiteboard. Like, when you hear that, it's like, be very afraid. it just gets you stressful. But I mean, when you utilize platforms like, I guess, LeetCode and HackerRank, and just practice, it does get easier. It does get better. But definitely those data structures and algorithms, when you hear technical interview, it's that. It's
definitely that. The only thing I hear when I hear technical interviews. And I'm just like, I'm never going to be employed.
Right.
because they're so hard for me. Like, even now, like, whenever I see one of those puzzle quizzes, LeetCode questions, my brain is just like, what? What are you asking me to do?
I know. It's like, definitely a different way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Different approach. And it's just essentially they want to test your problem-solving skills.
Right.
And how do you ask questions? That's what they're really assessing.
Yeah, but I feel like we can figure out problem-solving and we can do all that without doing algorithms and data structures. I feel like we go into an interview that's not even like our job. I don't ever do algorithms at my job, and I've been doing this for over 4 years. It's very, very rare. So it's like, why do I have to like take time out of my day? Like, you can't even like study algorithms at your job, right? You have to do it outside of your 40 hours a week that you have your job to learn a topic and then go to an interview and be completely nervous about a topic that you're like not doing every day. And then you get on the job and it's like, what?
Well,
I just studied for 6 months.
You're fixing buttons.
Yeah, fixing buttons. Yeah. It's such a...
It's so
weird.
It's wild.
Yeah. Definitely problematic.
Yeah, for sure. Do y'all think the interview process can support those without a computer science degree?
Can support them? I would say currently no. I think the tech interview process for software engineers specifically is designed for students with CS degrees because those students are the ones that's studying algorithms and data structures for years on years and they have a lot of practice. And so they have learned over the course of years how to solve those problems and how to memorize those problems because it's a lot of memory and pattern recognition with those type of questions. So I feel like it's not fair, or not that it's not fair, but it doesn't support people that are going to boot camps, career switchers, self-taught developers. We have to invest like considerable more time in a shorter amount of time in order to be even proficient at answering those questions and seeing the patterns. I hate them.
100%. It definitely, that the process definitely favors those with CS degrees, those with masters in CS. I mean, there are certain boot camps that are being that are, like, are incorporating like algorithms into their curriculum, but still, I don't think it trumps the experience you'd get if you had that CS degree, and how confident and prepared you'd be if you had that CS degree.
Exactly. It's almost like every time you have to go to an interview as a developer, it's like you have to defrost your algorithms skill set. Like put it in the microwave and just say beep, like take it
Heat it
out,
up a little bit.
heat up a little bit. Maybe not a microwave,
That
maybe the
microwave be
oven.
set up an oven,
The oven or the
something that
Dutch
bakes for a very long
stove.
time. Yes.
Yeah.
In order to even do it, yeah. One of my greatest fears during my boot camp, I'm just like, how am I gonna pass these technical interviews? I remember the first time I saw a code challenge, and I was like, you want me to do what? Like, what is this? It's such a different language. I'm so grateful that for my first role, I didn't have to do one of those puzzle things. I had to demonstrate my skills, so my JavaScript skills, my CSS skills, like my backend skills. I just had to talk about my skills and my experience building an actual project, and that helped me to get my job. And I feel like more companies need to incorporate non-whiteboard style skill-based interviews because we're not doing bubble sort on the front end. Like we're not doing that. In a lot of our roles, we're not handling all those situations.
You mentioned something about whiteboarding. Can you explain to people what that is in case people don't know?
So whiteboarding is just a term that's used to encapsulate everything that's wrong with the technical interview process. So when I say whiteboarding, I mean like the CS trivia type questions, the LeetCode questions, the HackerRank question that seems so impossible to solve and you have to figure it out. That's what I mean by whiteboarding. And it's literally like if you're in an interview, you'd be coding from your brain on a whiteboard. Nobody codes like that. We all use Google in our jobs. We all go to each other and ask questions and collaborate. So I think that's also outdated. It's just like, why do you expect me to remember this? How does that benefit your product?
That's for sure. Whiteboarding is for drawing, not code. We should just be sticking to the computers. We're not artists today. We are coders. Sweet.
That's true. Why am I going to remember something when there's Stack Overflow? I mean,
Stack Overflow and Google, the holy grails.
yep.
Well, speaking of that, do you feel like it's okay to open Google while you're in an interview?
Oh,
I
I
don't
don't think I'd do
know.
that. I don't
Really?
think you can do that, can you? If you're doing like a whiteboarding question?
I have no
Or like,
idea. Yeah,
I don't think.
why can't you do that? That's the question. Do you think an interviewer would stop you from doing that?
Because they're gonna be like, I definitely do because like they're trying to test your knowledge and like you go it's like not an open book exam. Like Google's like open book. I don't know, I just don't feel like they'd let you do that because you could just find the answer and they want you to get to that, they want you to problem solve without the help of something external.
I guess the way I problem solve is by Googling. I'm not even trying to be funny, but it helps me to see how somebody else approached a problem, so I can say, oh, I would have done it this way instead. Because a lot of times I don't know the first thing to do to approach a problem, and I don't think it's fair for us to not being able to Google because that's like what we do. We Google issues, we ask our peers. That's how we are going to work. I don't know. I just feel like the technical interview is not like any other interviews I've ever done. Other interviews, because I'm coming from social work, and so when I went to a job interview for a job as a social worker, it was based on my skills and my experience. It wasn't based on some arbitrary problem-solving, made-up scenario. It was based on actual, what have you done? What can you do? What do you bring to the table? And I feel like that's what the technical interview process needs.
Yep.
So you spoke about how your other industry, you didn't really have tests coming in. I also know that a lot of other industries also have like maybe exams that people take to make you qualify. Like lawyer, you have to take the bar exam. Do you think that software engineers should have an exam so they won't have to go through the technical interview process?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Why you say that?
Because I feel like all of these exams, like, I don't know, I just feel like it's another level of weeding out. Like, if you had to, I feel like if the tech industry made an exam, it probably would be expensive to sign up for it. It'd be expensive to get help for it, like tutoring and things like that. I think it just increased the barrier to entry. Like, the way it is now, I definitely, like, out of all the industries, I feel like tech is still the easiest one to get into and get out. Whereas bar, you got to go to law. You got for law school, you got to go to law school and you have to take that exam. Medical, got to go 4 years, take that MCAT. Pharmacy, all these other industries. But tech, you don't have to go get that CS degree and then take like a CS exam. You just have to figure out how do you pass that interview. So, and I feel like that allows different people to get in. It's still hard, but it is possible as opposed to like the other industries.
That's interesting because I was going to say like, I'm not opposed to just having a one and done exam. It's like, if I could just do the data structures and algorithms stuff one time and get like a badge of approval that says, yep, she knows how to do it, I would 100% do it. Because I wouldn't have to do it like over and over again, or wouldn't have to stress out about it if I'm considering leaving a company all the time. That's how I look at it.
One of the things about me is like, I don't want to leave a job because I know I have to go interview the whole interview process. So it feels like I'm staying at this job to avoid going to avoid studying. So I think I am opposed to the exam thing, but maybe if like people did like certificates, like you have to take a certificate class versus like sit there in a room and for 16 hours and take a test. But maybe I could do like a course over a long period of time that your job supports you getting, so you could do it on their time and not your time. That would be pretty cool. But that's a long, yeah. So next question I have for y'all is, what do you think interviewers are looking for in a candidate while they're interviewing?
I think they're looking for someone that can add value, like within the first few weeks. They're looking for someone, that doesn't just like get stuck and do nothing about it. They're proactive. They're looking for proactive team members, and I definitely do feel like they're looking for people that like challenge the narrative. So like if there's something that if they see there's a certain way the company does something, I think they do like it if you can say, why do we do that? Like you question, you don't just continue doing, you question, why do we do that? I mean, I think we could do it this way. So I feel like interviewers, they tend to like candidates that have that kind of approach, that kind of mindset.
I agree 100%. I think curiosity goes a long way in the field of software development. If you're curious, you can typically, like your brain tries to figure out how to solve the problem using different techniques that may have never been used before. I also think like having good communication skills, so knowing how to speak to someone, knowing how to write and read documentation, that also goes a long way because if you don't know how to talk to people, You can't really work with somebody that doesn't have good communication skills. I think they also look for that as well. And it's also like what is your attitude? Like, do you have the attitude of like continuous learning? Because technology changes so fast. It's like, are you going to be willing to learn something new if we throw it on your lap? Or are you just going to say, I'm comfortable where I am? I think that's also something they may look for. What do you think, Samantha?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So I've lately been doing a lot of interviews. I find it very fun. I also find that it's also nice to have somebody of color interviewing other people. So when they are a person of color, they could get my opinion about the company as well as like my day-to-day. But I think that interviewers, what I look for is their soft skills. I think anybody can learn how to code. So the thing I mostly focus on is the coding problem. We give people a homework assignment and we come and talk about their homework assignment. And I personally don't care what your code looks like at that moment, because I don't expect you to spend hours and hours making it look really pretty. I just expect you to get it done and we can work through it together, like what places you wanted to fix. But like, I don't want to be arguing with you while we figure this out. Like, I'm like, oh, that doesn't seem right. But then you like come at me and be like, yeah, that's right. I'd rather you say, I don't know. Let's figure out a way to fix it together. Or saying, just being a nice person. Like, you could teach somebody to code, but you can't teach them how to be nice. You can't teach them how to work with somebody else. So that's what I look for when I'm interviewing people. I love it when people say, I don't know. I know that we as people of color are taught not to say that. We're taught to like be strong, but when you don't know, I think that's honesty, and yeah, it makes you look better, I think.
Me too. I love saying I don't know. It's my go-to at work. I don't know, but I'll find out.
That's also the key word, but I will figure it out. Let's try this. Yeah.
It's like you can't just say I don't know and just not do anything. You gotta say I'm gonna figure it out. I will. Even if you don't know, just say I will. The confidence
Yes.
gets you far.
I don't know, but I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
So Khadijah, you already spoke on this a little bit, but what's the number one soft skill that people need while you're interviewing?
Yeah, honestly, I think just good communication, a good communication, and that includes having a good attitude, that includes being positive, that includes saying hello to everybody you meet at the company. So one of the first persons you'll meet will probably be like an administrative person. Hi, how are you? Good morning. Wow, how is your day going? And find something to compliment them on. I think that will go a long way because it shows that you're a nice person. Even in the interview room, I think it's important to look everyone in their eyes and really listen to them and also try to pull out, like, have them talk about their experience. So people like talking about themselves and people like to be heard. So I always like to say, so why do you work here? Or how are you doing today? Just try to get people to feel comfortable. But communication goes a long way and it includes so much.
Sandy, I have a question for you. What do you think is the best way to prepare for an interview?
So are we saying like behavioral, or we're going on we're ongoing with the technical interview?
You are on going to an on-site. What's the best way to prepare?
Well, what I do is I know there's this website called Practice Makes Perfect, so pramp.com. I definitely think having mock interviews is the best way to prepare for technical or on-site interviews, just because you could get so nervous if you don't like practice with someone else. Just going there your first time, 9 times out of 10 you're gonna bomb it, just because you didn't practice, you didn't think of all the different educations that could happen there. So I definitely feel the name of the game is preparation. Have someone from your network that's in the community, tech community, just mock interview you, so you can calm those nerves down and you can have an idea of what to expect. And if you don't have someone in your network, pramp.com is definitely a good resource for that. I'd also recommend LeetCode, maybe doing like a 100 days of code challenge, or I think there's LeetCode and HackerRank challenges. I definitely think just practice makes perfect. And if you don't plan to succeed, then you're planning to fail. So just like I said, Pramp, LeetCode, HackerRank, I think those are good ways to prepare for the technical interview or an on-site interview.
Those are excellent tips.
Very
Yeah,
good
excellent.
tips. Yeah.
What would be your ideal interview process? If we had to scratch this whole industry away and start all over again, refill tech, what would you do?
Refill. I think I would like the interview process to be like how my interview process was. I had projects that demonstrated my skills that I could talk about. I talk about the issues I faced, the victories I faced. I talk about the technologies I use on the front end, what I use on the back end, what I use for the databases, and how I went about just putting everything together. I think skill-based interviews is a lot better because it's actually what you're going to do on the job. Like, test me or ask me about the things that's relevant to my actual job. Not just like a general CS interview questions and stuff.
100%. I think a skill-based interview is definitely the way to go. I had a similar interview experience where they didn't give me any whiteboarding questions or anything that I need a CS degree for. They just basically looked at my resume, saw what I had there, and asked me questions tailored to that, and then asked me questions on my project. So how did you build it? What technologies did you use? What did you learn? Things like that. I think that approach is much better than asking me whiteboarding questions.
Yeah, 100%.
I like both of y'all's idea, like making sure that the interview is as close as possible to what you will be doing every single day at your job versus these random data structures and algorithms. Of course, if you are more like a machine learning, that would probably be more of your job. So you get all those. You could have them for everybody else. You could have it. But for me, yeah, making sure it's just like the real world, making the interview process an open book. Like earlier we talked about,
yes,
how should you be able to Google or not? Making sure that people are comfortable opening up Google, comfortable like using whatever resources they have without getting in trouble, quotes. Also happy making sure there's a standard rubric for everybody. Like everybody's being tested on the same thing, because sometimes some people might have an easier interview than other people just because of their nationality and race. But also make sure that it is an inclusive process. And that means that, say that the person is not very strong with algorithms, maybe don't test them on algorithms. Be like, okay, this might be a better fit for you. One thing that we did at my job, I'm not sure if this still is here, but we had like a choose your own adventure. Whereas if like you are, if you're comfortable pair programming, you can do that. If you're comfortable doing a homework assignment, you could do that instead. Or you could bring in your own project that you've done in the past, just to make sure people feel comfortable in the interview process and not being forced to do something that they may not do in their day-to-day job. That would be my ideal interview process.
I love that. I love the take your own project approach.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, I love that approach.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think that's all the time that we have today in this episode of Breaking Down. Is the technical interview process broken? What do y'all think?
Do you think it's broken? I think it is.
It is.
Do you think we could fix it?
I think we have some ideas that need to be implemented. I do think we have something going on here.
Yeah.
I think we're heading in the right direction, too.
We're in the right direction, for sure.
Thank you all so much for listening to Deeper Than Tech Podcast. On our next episode, we'll be talking about conferences and like why they're so important to you and us. Till next time.